With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Democrat J.B. Pritzker will become Illinois' governor. He defeated Republican incumbent Bruce Rauner by a wide margin of 15 percentage points. And in Iowa, Republican Kim Reynolds will remain governor. She defeated Democratic challenger Fred Hubble by 3 percentage points. Now to Congress. Two of the U.S. House seats that flipped to Democrats yesterday are in Illinois and two in Iowa. In Iowa, Abby Finkenauer from Dubuque defeated Republican Rod Blum to become the first woman to represent that state's first congressional district. And at 29 years old, Finkenauer is one of the youngest women ever elected to Congress. She won by a 51-46% margin. And in Iowa's 3rd congressional district, Cindy Axne upset incumbent Republican David Young by a 2.5% margin. That district covers the southwest quarter of the state. Dave Loebsack and Steve King retained their seats in Iowa, Loebsack by a 12% margin, King by just 3%. In Illinois, Democrat Sherry Bustos won re-election by a 24% margin. Republican Peter Roskam from the Chicago suburb of Wheaton lost his seat, as did Republican Randy Holtgren, also from the Chicago area. Now to state house races in Illinois and Iowa. In one of Illinois' most expensive legislative races, Neil Anderson has won re-election to the Illinois State Senate. That district includes Rock Island, Henry, Whiteside, and Carroll counties. Anderson, the incumbent Republican from Andalusia, ended with 51% of the vote to 49% for Democrat Greg Johnson from East Moline. The difference was just 1,300 votes out of 76,000 cast. And two incumbent members of the Illinois House have kept their seats. Yesterday, residents of Northwest Illinois re-elected Republican Tony McCombie from Savannah in District 71 and Democrat Mike Halpin from Rock Island in District 72. McCombie easily defeated Joan Padilla, 59-41%, and Halpin beat Republican Glenn Evans, 62-38%. And incumbents won several contested legislative races in Scott County. Republican Robbie Smith of Davenport will return to the Iowa State Senate from District 47. He defeated Democrat Marie Gleason, 53-47%. Bettendorf Republican Gary Moore will serve another term in the Iowa State House from District 94 after beating Democrat Joan Martilla, 55-45%. Republican Ross Postian also won re-election to the Iowa House in District 92, beating Democrat Gene Simpson, 53-47%. Democrats have lost a seat in the Iowa State Senate. Voters in the 49th District in Clinton and Scott counties elected Republican Chris Knoyer of LeClaire. She defeated Democrat Patty Robinson of Clinton, 55-45%. The seat is currently held by Democrat Rita Hart, who's giving it up in her run for Lieutenant Governor with Fred Hubble. Now to county board races in the Quad Cities. Two Democrats and one Republican have won election to the Scott County Board. Incumbent Democrat Brinson Kinzer was the top vote getter, followed by fellow Democrat and newcomer Ken Croken. They'll be joined by Republican newcomer John Maxwell. And Democrats have gained a seat on the Rock Island County Board. Voters reelected six incumbent Democrats, elected Democrats in three open districts, and defeated a Republican member of the board. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.